I see my friends coming.
All right, welcome back to it. All right, so it is the most convenient suicide. I mean, in I can't remember a more convenient suicide. Maybe Vince Foster, I suppose. Quite honestly, and let's be honest, perfectly honest. You see all this nonsense on the internet. Oh my gosh, Donald Trump retweeted a conspiracy theory about the Clintons. Yeah, well, be honest. What was the very first thing you thought about when you saw a notification on your phone that Jeffrey Epstein was dead? I know what I thought. I said, wow, Bill Clinton, boy, are they lucky. Austin Pennington here, a trial attorney who handles a wide range of criminal and civil cases. Austin, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on, Steve.
Now, some people had some, I think, misplaced belief that somehow this case would go away. But certainly it will not. And in fact, I think it might give fuel to digging deeper into where did all of Epstein's money come from? How did he become worth $600 million or more? What fueled that? Was it high-profile elite people who were, you know, having him guard their secrets? I mean, what are your thoughts? Where do we go from here?
Well, you know, on the criminal side, it does make this case go away from there, but I agree with you. I think it's going to open the door for us to dig, especially if we're going to try and seek some type of justice in a civil lawsuit for all of these victims. I think that with the publicity around this death and obviously the publicity around the case, we're definitely going to expose a lot more secrets moving forward.
And what do you think? I mean, here we go. You look at some of the names that have come out. Well, there's George Mitchell, the former senator from Maine. Bill Richardson. I mean, he has been a fairly high-profile personal on television and so forth since he left being governor of New Mexico. Before that, of course, he was part of the cabinet of Bill Clinton. He's well-placed, and you have to believe, you know, his name comes out. Now, is he guilty of anything at this point? No, but these are big names, well-placed people, are they not?
Absolutely, and that's going to even just add more fuel to the fire. And obviously, there's going to be a lot of conspiracy theories out there. I mean, that happens with any of these types of stories. Even someone less high profile, but even when Aaron Hernandez, former tight ends patriot, committed suicide, there was a lot of talks about conspiracy theories there as well. So that's going to continue to happen. But I do think that with this death and with all the just red flags that come around with it, there's going to be a lot more to come from this story.
And what do you think? I mean, what do you expect? I mean, you've got the attorney general digging into this. You've got the Department of Justice looking at it. You've got calls for, you know, for people to be held accountable, for heads to roll from Ben Sasse of Nebraska. First of all, a facility like this, and in hearing people that have spent time at the Manhattan Correctional Center saying that there is no way, there's nothing to attach to hang yourself. I mean, there's a lot of questions right in the forefront. I'm not a conspiracy guy. It's not really what I do, but
right.
You've got to go, no, wait a second. This is entirely too convenient. It's when the impossible happens, a lot of questions come from that, don't they?
Absolutely, Steve. And unfortunately, we're seeing more and more situations like this happen, and definitely on less high-profile prisoners. But there is a systematic problem in most of our prison systems where our guards are either not properly trained, not properly monitored. And so we've got story after story where a certain inmate is supposed to be checked on every 15 to 20 minutes. And all of a sudden one shift gets missed and we've got someone who's even not even killed themselves, but maybe just harmed themselves. And so we do have a systematic problem that the Bureau of Prisons is going to need to look internally at, and it needs to be addressed so that at least some of these questions or some of these problems stop occurring.
So one of the things that we were told about the Manhattan Correctional Center is that one guy there was on his fifth day of consecutive overtime, another person on overtime there that didn't want to be there, that they didn't check in on this prisoner, Jeffrey Epstein, for hours. Now, I don't know which to believe and which not to believe, because unfortunately the mainstream media has proven itself to be unreliable too often in the last few years and had too many stories retracted. So I don't know what to believe, except that it appears likely that he wasn't checked on. But again, when I read that, there's nothing that you can actually tie to, because there are no grates, no handles, and the ceilings are 8 to 9 feet tall with nothing there. The bed is a solid steel structure, which is on the floor, and it's short. You can't move it. And the clothing that's provided in this place is lightweight and therefore would not support the weight of a 200-pound man like Epstein. I don't know, Austin. It's disconcerting, I would say.
I agree. And there's a lot of questions that it may take a very long time for us to hear the answers to, because, as you can probably imagine, a lot of the the prison system is going to keep this close to the cuffs, especially the Manhattan prison system is not going to come out and tell us everything until they finish up their investigation. So, unfortunately, I think we're going to have a lot of questions on this. But I do know that we hear this time and time again that somebody, it's impossible for them to have committed suicide, or they couldn't have done this in this short a period of time. But again, it keeps happening. And so I do believe that we need to take an internal look at what we're doing in our prison system to make sure that we're actually following the policies and procedures set forth in within the system.
Austin Pennington here, trial attorney. He handles a wide range of criminal and civil cases. Speaking of the civil case here, a lot of money there. I mean, that part, we've got that figure, hundreds of millions of dollars. I saw an accounting of his value at $559 million over the weekend, a balance sheet of sorts. I believe it's actually higher than that based on other things that have been put in. Don't know where the money came from. They'll dig into that. But for those filing civil lawsuits against now the estate of Jeffrey Epstein, is it harder or easier from where it was 48 hours ago?
You know, it kind of goes both ways. It could be harder because you don't have the individual right there that you can slap the suit against. But it also may be easier to get a settlement out of the deal because now you've got an estate lawyer running the show and making the decisions, and you don't have the human client on the other side who gets to decide whether to settle or whether not to settle. I read a few things this morning. It sounds like some individuals are planning on filing suit even as early as this week, which doesn't surprise me given the fact that he is now deceased.
Right, and there's a lot of money in play. I don't know what I don't know if he had a will, an estate, a trust, and I don't have any idea what kind of family relatives he has that are alive. But obviously, a lot of folks would consider anything coming out of his estate to be blood money, and not for the taking, and not morally proper to take. Your thoughts, real quick. I'll give you the last word.
No, I mean, I think that justice for these victims, that should supersede every other concern. So I understand the blood money comments, but at the same time, these victims were harmed. They need vindication, and now that he has killed himself and there's not going to be...
Oh, I didn't mean the money for them. I didn't mean the money for them. I meant money going to Jeffrey Epstein's family or associates. Going to the victims, I fully support.
Right. No, I understand that. And that's why the litigation is going to ensue quickly, because... these victims, they need to seek their vindication, and they need to be to seek their justice in one way or another.
There you go. Well, good having you here. Good conversation. Austin Pennington, attorney, trial attorney, and good insights. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
All right, quick break. But before we get there, let's talk a little bit about casinos. You go to a casino and place all your poker chips in a single hand. Well, guess what? You probably just blew it all in a swift move. Now, what if I was talking about your retirement and not a casino, your stock market money, all those colored chips, and you blew them up, your legacy gone? Are you prepared to lose your hard-earned assets to market volatility, potential rising taxes, inflation, or unforeseen expenses? Don't do that. Get a hold of my good friends Bruce Van Hull and Mike Douglas of Life Plan Financial to learn more. Call 517-323-7526, 517-323-7526, or go online, MyLifePlanFinancial.com. MyLifePlanFinancial.com. You tell them Steve Gruber sent you. We'll be right back.
DTE wants to help your business build Michigan's future. Whether your business is large, small, or in between, a DTE expert will help you find ways to improve energy efficiency and add incentives through our many programs. Programs that can help you save money. Money you can use to create jobs and invest in the future. You see, DTE wants you to be successful. Because when your business thrives, Michigan does too. DTE. At DTE, our business is making sure you have reliable, affordable natural gas to keep your business running. So we constantly upgrade and monitor our system 24/7, 365. We also buy natural gas in the summer when prices are low and store it for winter. Because at DTE, part of our business is to keep your business costs affordable all year long. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE.
Need a new approach for your health issues? Are you sick and tired of being tired and sick? Well, Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing offers IV energy boost infusions, ozone infusions, ultraviolet blood irradiation, chelation, plus IV vitamin, mineral, and nutrient treatment. Buy a package of five infusions or treatments this month and save big with discount pricing.
IV therapies can help improve energy, treat chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, autoimmune diseases, Lyme disease, cancer, and more. Find out more at WYCOFFwellness.com or call 517-333-7270.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.